Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, your co-host, guest host, along with Christina Liu, who is co-hosting too. Usually we have the Christina Liu hour at the end of the show when we do Senior Talk Radio, but today's been great because we have Christina on for the full 2 hours. We've been talking with Mike Kelly, who is the Executive Director of the North Hempstead SWAMA and the Commissioner for North Hempstead's Department of Solid Waste Management. And before break, we were just curious about the impact that COVID had on your department. I mean, I assume more people were home, so were they producing more garbage? People were ordering from everywhere, from food to Amazon to everything. So I'm sure that there was an increase. So I'm just curious how the whole pandemic affected your departments.
So you're right in that a lot of people were home during that time, and we saw a very large uptick in waste coming from residential sources, sometimes as much as 25% more waste than we would normally see from residential sources. But on the other side of that, as businesses shut down because of the pandemic, waste from commercial sources went, decreased dramatically at some points over 50%. So there was a lot more waste coming in from one side, a lot less waste coming in from the other side. Construction and demolition waste obviously decreased because a lot of projects weren't happening during the pandemic. But as you were sort of alluding to before, the cardboard went way up. We started getting a lot more cardboard than we usually would, for obvious reasons. Everybody's ordering things off of Amazon or wherever they order things from, and comes in a cardboard box. So, as far as our operation went, aside from just what we were receiving at the transfer station, the pandemic didn't have much of an impact on our operations. There was a time where we did close the residential drop-off for a little over a month and a half. And that was just because you have a lot of people congregating in one place, and we didn't want it to be a place, obviously, for COVID to be transmitted between people. And then we opened it up. We opened it up once every 2 weeks. The reason for that being essentially e-waste, because the COVID, the virus, survives on plastic longer than it survives on other things. So in order to collect e-waste, which we had to physically handle, it would get put into a container. Then we'd have to have that container sit for 3 or 4 days. And then we'd have to have the container emptied, which takes about 3 to 4 days. So you couldn't get it ready for the next week.
Sorry. Not everyone may know what e-waste is.
Sure.
And also going back to Christina's question, they may not know what two streaming lines are. So if you could just kind of inform us about the e-waste now, and then we'll go back to the
other. Sure. E-waste is, it's electronic waste. So there are some people who think that's anything with a plug. That's not true. So e-waste is, just from a macro level, it's televisions, computers, computer peripherals like mice and keyboards, hard drives. We collect cell phones as well, DVD players, old VHS players, those giant TVs that we used to have. That's all e-waste. But things like microwaves, air conditioners, blenders, regular home telephones like that used to ring. those are not e-waste. That's just trash. E-waste used to get collected at the residential drop-off every single week. In the pandemic, because of that issue, we had to go every 2 weeks. And now we've actually taken e-waste entirely out of the residential drop-off, and we have separate events just to collect e-waste in addition to our stop events.
What's something? I was going to say, what's something that people think is e-waste that isn't?
We get a lot of air conditioners and microwaves. Those are the biggest thing that we get that we have to tell people, no, that just goes into the garbage.
Now, so, Mike, like if someone has a question, right, they'd want to know what is, you know, and they might not have access to the internet or looking it up or whatnot. How can they get in touch with you guys to ask those kind of questions?
They can just call 311 and 311 will get the call to us and we will call the constituent back.
Okay.
Great. We'll answer any question that anyone has.
Yeah, because I think, you know, it gets tricky, as you said, and I can imagine it's overwhelming and everyone thinks, you know, that everything with a plug can go. And also, what's that? Regular batteries. Can that just go in the garbage?
Regular alkaline batteries are not hazardous. They can go straight in the garbage. Now, if you have like rechargeable batteries, laptop batteries, mm-hmm. car batteries, nickel cadmium batteries, those are hazardous waste and you have to bring those to a stop event.
No, see, these are good. And the next e-waste event I have, because I printed it out, is Saturday, July 17th at 802 West Shore Road in Port Washington. So if you
That's our facility here where I'm sitting right now is 802.
Yeah, and that is only town residents.
Only town residents, right.
And this is free, Mike, the e-waste kind of drop off. You don't have to pay anything or.
Yeah, but it's completely free.
Great. That's good.
All of our e-waste events, the pharmaceutical drop-off events, stop events, all that, every single one of them are free. The only thing that we charge for is the use of the residential drop-off on Sundays.
Okay.
So I'm curious now, too, about yard waste, landscaping. Do you have a day for landscaping that people can put things out? How does that process work?
So, two things. If you're doing your own yard work, like you're cutting your own grass, you're trimming your own trees or bushes, all that waste that you generate from that can be put out with your garbage one day a week, whatever day that is. In our garbage districts, that runs from the beginning of April through the middle of December. And for a few months out of the year, we don't collect it because nothing's growing.
That's leaves too, I assume then.
What's that?
Leaves too?
Leaves as well, yes. If you have a landscaper who comes to your house and does the work themselves, all of the waste that they collect, they have to take that with them. If you have a contractor doing it, you're paying a contractor, they should be taking it away with them. That material should not go out of the curb. It should be taken away by the contractor. We get a lot of questions about, you know, sizes and what you can actually put out. We tell people if you're putting out branches, tie them up. They can't be any longer than 4 feet. They can't be any thicker than 4 inches. If you have a tree stump, somebody took out a tree stump for you, we can't pick up the tree stump. It's just too heavy for the guys to pick up and throw into a truck. But you know, if you follow those rules, tie up your branches, bag up your material. We encourage the use of paper bags, but we don't require it. So you can put it in any bag, but just as long as it's out there properly, it will get picked up.
Okay. You brought up something interesting that, you know, has changed the way all of us shop, just talking about plastic bags, because I assume you prefer paper bags over the plastic bags for, you know, the yard waste.
Right.
How has that impacted you guys that people now have, for the most part, been forced to shift to not using plastic bags, like for food shopping and that, and we all tend to now be using recycle and the supermarkets are doing that. So how are we doing? How are we doing with that? I mean, has that made a big impact in North Hempstead? And, you know, and maybe you know how the impact has hit, you know, the rest of the country too.
Well, I'm not sure about the impact of it because we only see the waste coming in. And, you know, I haven't seen any noticeable increase in paper bags coming in or noticeable decrease in plastic bags coming in because, you know, people could have plastic bags that have been sitting around their house for years that they're still using and getting rid of.
Yeah.
Regular old kitchen trash is going to come in a plastic bag anyway. So I'm sure that there are less single-use bags coming in from supermarkets. That's probably true because nobody uses them anymore. But it's not something we keep a metric on.
Right.
But the less you can rely on plastic bags, the better. And also, just as far as recycling goes, please don't put plastic bags or anything that's like a flexible plastic, like a plastic bag. Don't put that in your recycling bin. They're not recyclable. Even if they say they're one or two, they're not recyclable because when they go to the recycling plant, they get caught in the machines and just wrapped up.
Oh boy.
That's something we call a film plastic, and it's just not recyclable.
What about, here's a question that I have. If say you're buying a case of water and the wrapper of the water is plastic, but it's recycled plastic. Also regular baggies, things like that, that are on the box, they're recycled. What about those kinds of plastic? What number is that? What
do we that's what I was referring to as film plastic. And okay. That should never go into a recycled container. Uh-huh. Even if it's number one or two, it does not lend itself to being recyclable. That should just go straight into the garbage.
Wow. And that's all kinds of baggies and saran wraps, even if they're recycled.
Right.
In that way. Okay.
Right. So that's why we encourage the use of reusable materials like reusable bags. You could go in lieu of saran wrap. You could buy these wax. I have them at home. These wax sheets that seal over things,
wax paper.
Which is very good. And you know, make choices when you shop at the grocery store. If you have a choice between buying something in a can or buying it in a glass bottle, buy it in a can. If you have a choice between buying milk in a paper container or a plastic container, buy the plastic container. Don't buy the paper container. It's not recyclable. Mm-hmm. Anything that any paper container that feels like it has like a wax on it or anything like that, that is garbage. It is not recyclable. Don't put it in a recycling bin. So, you know, when you go grocery shopping, if you have those choices, if you could buy the plastic container, the 1 and 2 plastic container, buy the 1 and 2 plastic container. If you're buying soda and it's in a and it could come in a glass or a can, buy the can. The can is much more recyclable.
Wow.
So there's a lot of these choices that could be made at a grocery store, which would really help recycling.
Wow.
You didn't know
that. I never even like thought that, you know, I would always like be like, oh, let me do the glass. You know, you would think some like the instead of plastic.
But right. All right, well, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask a question about, wait till we get back. It has to do with jewelry. We'll be right back with Project Independence and you. We've been speaking with Mike Kelly from the Town of North Hempstead, SWAMA, and Solid Waste Department. We'll be right back.